All right, everybody, welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil. I don't know if you're hearing the song right now. I'm having some technical difficulties once again with the machinery, but we'll see what happens. On the line right now, we have my friend Chris Lynch. Chris, how you doing?
Hey Phil, how's it going? I heard the music show. I think it worked.
But. All right, let's hope so.
We'll see, buddy.
My niece, she spent a lot of time putting that together for me, and for some reason things just don't work out on this podcast with the music and stuff. But before we get started, I know I'm big into hockey and stuff. So I got a little bit of a rant, okay? The NHL has got to do a better job getting to these referees and explaining what goalie interference is. The other night, I was watching the Allen game, and unfortunately, I got a lot of dings going on here. Let me get rid of these people. And, high alerts. Okay. Sorry about that. So anyway, so what happened was the end of the game was happening. It's a tie game, and the Islanders score a goal. And it goes to the referee immediately started going like a nut job. No, 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 no goal. Now, why was there no goal? Well, he said there was goalie interference. So Kyle Palmieri skated through the crease just on the edge in the blue, right? His butt was going through. And the goalie reached out with his glove hand, and hit him. And then a second later, the guy takes the shot, so he has enough time to reset, and the puck goes in. Palmieri tips it in. Now, you say, oh, well, he skated through the goal. You know, he skated through the crease. Okay, well, that happened also a couple of days, 4 days prior, the other way around, where the Montreal player was in the blue, right, because in the crease it's blue, and Sorokin was interfered with, and they said no. They said it was a goal. And they said there was no interference. You got to make your mind up. Either it's interference or it's not interference. Now, this has happened many times this year with the Islanders. It happened a couple of weeks prior, in November, actually. It happened in that game. And then two times against LA in the same game, goals are overturned. This is a problem. They've got to fix this. You've got to get this under control. If the Islanders don't make the playoffs, which, you know what, it's not the worst thing in the world if they don't make the playoffs, because they're not going to go nowhere. But if they don't make the playoffs, it's because of that one point, there's a problem in the NHL. That's a little bit of a rant that I had, and I wanted to get it off my chest. Sorry.
All good.
Where do you want to start first? Do you want to start with the New York Giants, just keep getting quarterbacks?
Yeah, might as well start with that debacle. Yeah, sure.
What is going on? I mean, Jameson Winston, I actually was kind of excited with that one. I said, yeah, the guy's got a good arm. He makes some bad decisions, you know, whatever. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, they got Tommy Cutlets on the bench, and, you know, they can get a quarterback maybe in the draft. And now you go and get Russell Wilson? It's insane.
Yeah, it was actually deflating as a Giant fan. I mean, I know why it was done. It's Daboll and Shane trying to save their job, right? Mara said that, you know, the losing's got to stop. So they're going to pull out all their stops to bring in whatever quarterbacks they can to win football games. What they're not looking at, though, is how bad their schedule is. One, they play like the most insane schedule next year. If you take a look at it, it's absolutely atrocious. You're not going to win games anyway. At least with Winston, it would have been fun to watch because he will have those games where he throws for like 400 yards and four touchdowns. He'll probably have four interceptions too, but at least it would have been fun to watch. We haven't had a fun offense in God knows how long. And I don't see Wilson being that quarterback for us. He rubs me the wrong way anyway. He's just not, you know, I don't know.
Let's be honest. Last year, he started out on the bench, right? He was injured. He started out on the bench for Pittsburgh. You know, Josh Fields, the other guy that New York brought in, the Jets, was winning games. And then they took him out. They put Russell Wilson in. Really funny, it was against the Jets. And Russell Wilson won the game in the end of the game, in the fourth quarter. So he started out really well, right? And then he just completely fell apart at the end of the year.
He did. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, I will say this. He's better than any quarterback that's been in our draft quarterback room for a couple of years here. So, but at the same time, I just didn't want him. I was happy as a Giants fan. I was actually, I'm like, I'm happy that Winston's our quarterback. You're going to probably draft Sanders, you know, or do something else. And I can live with that. I know we're not going to be good, but I wanted to just watch something exciting. Well, now I'm like,
I got
it's just going to be.
I got a problem, Chris, because drafting Sanders, right?
Yep.
Doesn't make sense now. You're going to have defensive player available to help your defense. You really want to win games. Let's get the defensive player. You got the guy who goes both ways, right? And then you have the defensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather Carter or Hunter at this point for sure. I mean, you can't – I mean, it'd be ridiculous to draft Sanders now. I mean, I still think you should take a shot on a quarterback in the second round or whenever, like Milro, a Dart, whoever's still
Dart's
there.
Dart's not making it to the second round. The Jets will take him.
Probably not. Jets are taking about – what are they, at 7 or 8? That would be insane.
I think there's a possibility. I keep reading that they love him.
I could see somebody drafting him. That's pretty high, in my opinion. But listen, crazier shit's happened. I'm just saying you got to then still draft somebody in the second round because you got – or third round or whenever to see if you got anything, and you can develop. So you can't really take Sanders at this point. I mean, you can. It's just a crazy scenario. That, I mean, then you obviously, cutting DeVito, but who cares about that? Which I didn't understand why he signed him back to begin with, but –
he was a fullback option just in case.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, we've seen what that option is. It's not great.
Well, he was fun.
He was fun. But he also, because he was winning some of those games, we ended up not getting a higher draft pick, which screwed us last year and other years. So, it's not all good when that happens. It was fun to watch. I'll say that. But. Yeah, Giants have been a disaster. And right now, the fact that they have to do this way is because Daboll and Shane are just trying to save their jobs,
I get it.
It sucks.
I get it. You could have saved your job by keeping Saquon Barkley and signing him and then keeping Daniel Jones as a franchise player back then. That would have been the right move. I'm sorry.
We should have done a lot of things.
Barkley is the best player on that team. Was the best player on that team. Watching Hard Knocks, and you could see he doesn't want him. You could see it. And why?
Yeah. I get the reasoning in a vacuum, right? It's like people don't really pay running backs anymore. And, it's just the culture now. And it's like, but that's the guy who's the face of your franchise. It's a different story. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to pay those guys. You just have to pay them. And obviously, he still has tons left in the tank. Look what he did. It was amazing. I don't think the Giants would have been much better with him. So there's that. I mean, we would have probably won a couple more games, maybe. But we still didn't have a quarterback, so that was still going to be a problem. But
I'm probably the only guy in New York that likes Daniel Jones. I just feel the guy got hurt. And really messed up his career. The injuries have, I'm sorry. There's no offensive line. He's running for his life. Then he ends up hurting his neck twice, his knee.
But you got to stay healthy too. I mean, yeah, you have no line, but you got to stay healthy. And he didn't stay healthy. I don't hate the guy. And listen, when they paid him, I understood it. He won a playoff game and pretty convincingly won a playoff game. Played absolutely out of his mind in that game.
Yeah.
So I understand why they paid him. I get it. But it ended up not being a good deal. And
wish
him luck in Indianapolis, but he's not, you couldn't keep him at this point. The New York media, done.
It
was done. He could reclaim his career. Look at guys like Darnold and, Geno Smith and, all the Jets quarterbacks that are now, starting quarterbacks in the league, Zach Wilson will be coming up soon. In a couple of years, he'll be a starting quarterback somewhere.
I'm going to tell you something else, though. Look, I want you to think about this. The beginning of the year, he was not good, right? Coming off a whole year, he was hurt. Aaron Rodgers wasn't good to start the year off either and ended up having a very good year.
Statistically, yes.
Yeah, statistically. But it's not his fault that the – Mike Williams fell down on pass plays 3 times and the ball was intercepted. And he only had 11 or 12 for the year. and Mike Williams might be responsible for 2 or 3 of them. It was insane.
Yeah, he was awful. But Rodgers is also, I actually like Aaron Rodgers, and I would have been happy if the Giants had signed him. But, he's a polarizing figure. We all know that. So
Yep.
it's, to keep him in New York too is it brings a whole another, bunch of problems that you got to deal with. If I was the Jets, I probably would have kept him. But,
I think so.
they went with Fields. No, I mean, listen, it is what it is. It's not what they did. They have Fields. Fields has some talent, right? I mean, he's a
Yep.
good runner. I don't think he can really pass very well, but we'll see.
Oh, I just think that, both teams have got to improve in this draft. I liked last
Yes.
year's draft for the Giants, but
Oh, it's great. I should go. Let's just draft was great.
but he's got to do that again. That's the
Oh,
bottom line.
he's got to have a really big draft because I don't think they're going to win a lot of games. I really don't. I just don't see it. Their schedule is a gauntlet. I mean, things change from year to year in the NFL, but the division is tough. Their opponents are all like, it's like Kansas City and a whole bunch of other teams that are really, really good. It's like, it's going to be a struggle to get any wins. It really is.
Yep, I got it. I got it. Like I said, when the draft comes around, we'll probably have another one of these just to talk about the draft. But
Oh, definitely, definitely.
let's go into baseball now. I just want to ask you, what is your opinion on Pete Rose? Do you think he belongs
Yeah,
in the
we've
Hall of
talked about
Fame?
this a few times. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame in the sense that he's the career hits leader. And I get why he's not. And I get all of the arguments. He broke the rules of baseball. I completely understand. But baseball is a little sanctimonious when it comes to everything, right? It's also, Bonds and Clemens and all these guys will never be in because of the steroid era and everything like that. Unfortunately, these are parts of the games that happened. I go back and forth with some of the steroid guys. I do think the guys that, before it was actually illegal in the game and they are in because of it is kind of a weird look. And Rose obviously broke the rules. I get it. I'm not like jumping up and down that he needs to be in the hall, but I always thought he should have been just because he didn't need to be back in baseball. He didn't need to be managing again. I just thought he needed to be in the hall because he was one of the best players of all time, and it's just weird that he's not.
My friend Paul was supposed to come on today. He's adamantly for Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and it would have been more fun, with me arguing with him. But he's not here, and I put that in here just so he hears that and says, "Oh, I should have been there." Everybody, everybody knows I do not want Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, and
I get it.
I don't even think he's a good person. I'm all for listing his accomplishments, right? The man, he has the most hits in the history of baseball, and no one, I don't think, will ever pass him. I think it's going to be that way forever. I mean, you never know. They change the rules again, and people want to play, but you can't put him in the Hall of Fame. But then again, Ohtani, there's no way he didn't know about that. So you're right.
Well, but
Baseball
here's the
is phony.
thing. Yeah, it's funny like that. It's if you're if it's if baseball's got a vendetta against you, and there's a bunch of examples in the modern game right now,
Curt
like Trevor
Schilling.
Bauer, Curt Schilling. No, but the Hall, yeah. But Trevor Bauer not really being brought back in. Look at guys like Albert Bell, probably should be a Hall of Famer too, who's a complete asshole of a person, but he isn't in because writers didn't like him. Same thing with Schilling. These guys don't get in because the writers don't like them.
Right.
I like that. That's kind of ridiculous when it
Yeah,
comes down
it
to it.
really is. And it's supposed to be the Veterans Committee is supposed to let these guys in then.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened for a bunch of them, and it is kind of unfair.
Yeah, the game is the game. Listen, I hated Curt Schilling. I wish he was on the Yankees because it's one of those things. Like, if he's on your team, you root for him. But when he was on the Red Sox, I absolutely hated him. You know what I mean? But the guy was a bulldog on the mound, Like, if you hated facing him, and that's a guy that, should be a Hall of Famer.
I totally agree. I totally agree. That was another one I want to do eventually next year when it comes up with a Hall of Fame, people not in it, because there's a bunch of them that should be in it.
Oh,
And
yeah.
you know what's funny? Baseball, it celebrates longevity, but there are other guys that shortened careers that were better than the people that had longer careers, but because they had the longevity, they get the numbers. And that's kind of not cool either,
No, it's a compiler versus guys that were the best players at the time. A good example of that is Mattingly, right? Mattingly, for a 5-year, 6-year stretch in baseball, was the best player. And unfortunately, the back Injury killed his career and sapped all his power. And, he doesn't get in because of that. But I mean, it doesn't take away the fact the guy was dominating the game for 5, 6 years,
Well, that's the thing. To me, it's if you dominated the game, you belong in. Sandy Koufax dominated the game for
Sandy
five,
Koufax.
6 years, but the rest of he ended early. In the beginning of his career wasn't good. He's in the Hall of Fame. Mattingly's not there. Insane to me.
It sucks. And those are the weird things about baseball. It's very quirky like that. And it's also the stupid things where people don't get in, with 100%, the vote, except for Mariano. I mean, like, why? Why wasn't Ichiro, a 100% Hall of Famer this past year? It doesn't make any sense. It's just so dumb.
There was an unwritten rule that somebody would not vote for them in for the first time, right? I think the only guy
Yeah.
was Mariano that ever got in
Mariano's the only
completely,
one.
and deservedly so. But
Of course.
people are complaining about Jeter getting in 100%. But you know what? I was one of those guys that didn't think that Jeter belonged in there
That's
100%.
insane.
I thought he was a great player on a great team, but if you put him in Cleveland, and we had this discussion offline,
Right.
I don't
And
think he's
we're not getting into this,
like
but
that.
he's also, what is he, number five in hits all time? Number five.
Yeah, no, I get it. He was a great player, but I guess the Boston writer decided not to do it. But
Yeah,
don't
fuck
forget,
those
at the
guys.
time, there was Nomar Garciaparra's better. That day was Vizquel. You had Cal Ripken Jr. You had
Vizcao was
A-Rod.
never better. Vizcao was never better,
Well,
one,
arguably,
ever.
people did thought he was better.
He wasn't better. Why? He wasn't. Vizcao was not better. He was a good defender and he was a pretty good hitter, but he's not better than Jeter. Okay, if you want to say A-Rod, of course, I'll give you that. A-Rod way more talented than Jeter.
Yeah.
Pure talent.
I
Pure,
mean,
pure, pure talent. Nomar Garciaparra flamed out.
yeah, he did, but that's what I'm saying. At the time in the 90s, right, he was better than him. So he wasn't the best player, right? It's
Arguable, but
okay.
okay, he wasn't. But he also
Barry Larkin.
could more. He was better than Barry Larkin too. He was way more consistent than pretty much all those guys. A-Rod's the one guy where it's like, obviously more, way more talented. He won what, three MVPs?
No,
You know what I mean?
yeah, he's just an
A-Rod was
idiot.
incredible. He's an idiot, but that's another thing where he might not get in because of the steroids and also his, kind of being an idiot stuff.
Yeah, but didn't he
Jeter never
sue
got himself involved
baseball?
in that stuff. I think the one thing that you go with Jeter also, and it goes to there's something we talk about all the time. He also played in New York, which is the toughest place to play, and he thrived. A lot of guys, if you put Nomar Garciaparra here, is he gonna thrive? I mean, I know Boston was tough. You put Omar Vizquel here, is he gonna thrive? Tejada, any of those guys that were big at that time? Are they gonna thrive like Jeter did? I don't know. I don't think they would.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. It is hard to tell. I'm just saying at that time, all those players were ranked higher than Jeter, but he had longevity and he played in New York and
And he
got
won.
in.
And he won.
And the key was he was in New York with a great team and got to the World Series. And let me tell you, playoff, phenomenal,
Yeah,
right?
phenomenal.
Phenomenal playoff player. I give him his kudos. I when I
He was the best player on that team, position player on that team, on all
yeah.
those teams.
Okay. I mean, I kind of like Bernie Williams myself, but I can see your point.
Jeter's a better player than Bernie. I love Bernie too, but it's Jeter. Jeter was a better player than Bernie
Well,
was.
obviously Bernie's not in the Hall of Fame, and Jeter is.
No,
So,
another guy that probably should be though. He's very, very close,
I listen. I love the way he played the game. I love it.
Yeah, he's great. I love him. I'm staring at his signed jersey in my basement right now.
Look at
So.
you. Well, let's move on to this year. I gotta tell you, this is going to be. By the way, are you going to root for Soto?
Are you kidding? Absolutely not. I'm gonna boo the shit out of him like everyone did the other day. Oh, he's gonna hear the rain down of boos like he's never heard before in his life when he
Okay.
comes to Yankee Stadium.
All right. Interesting. Interesting. I know he was. You act like. Yankee fans act like, oh, this guy was our guy. But no, he wasn't. You traded for him. It was 1 year. He had a great year, got you to the World Series. What are
Yeah,
you
he's
going
a
to
great
do?
player. He's a great
Yeah.
player, but I'm gonna boo the shit out of him. I
All
don't
right. All
care.
right. Well, all right. Here's the deal. Now, Yankees rotation, too many injuries right now. A lot of old people on the team.
That's untrue.
Untrue?
Old people?
I mean,
They
you
actually have a
got
pretty young
DJ.
roster.
DJ
Okay, they
LeMahieu,
have
Goldschmidt.
every team has older players. their actually core of players are very, very young.
Okay. I get your point. There's some new guys moved up.
I love the guy, but he's pretty much washed up and he's hurt as well. He's not even playing. So, yeah, Goldschmidt, 37 years old. Get it. But beyond that, you know, Bellinger. Jason Dominguez is Dodgers 29.
Is he? He's only 29?
Yeah. He's 29 years old.
Oh, he looks old.
He's not old. He's 29 years old.
All right.
You have Wells. You have Volpe. You have Dominguez. All those guys are in their young 20s. Mm-hmm. Even Cabrera. Like, I mean, I'd start starting third baseman, which is interesting right now. But all these guys are young.
All right. Well, I know they were talking about bringing in Nolan Arenado, too.
Arenado?
Another older player. But, you know, I'm glad you guys didn't and give the young kid a shot at third.
Yeah, I have a different opinion on that one, but I would have brought in Arenado. Arenado's only 33. I still don't think that's that old. But.
I know, but he hasn't played like he has in the past. Now, he could have turned it around going to the Yankees, without a doubt. That happens in people.
Yeah. The Yankees need another bat, and they will need another bat, so they're going to have to save whatever bullets they have in terms of trade chips to make that trade in the middle of the season.
All right, so here's some of the guys I believe are going to have phenomenal years. Jazz Chisholm. I think that guy is going to be phenomenal. I tried to get him in our fantasy baseball draft and wasn't that able to pull it off.
Yeah.
I just think – I remember when you got him in the trade, I think I told you or I told my nephew, John, you're going to love this guy. And he started out well, and then he went off a little bit. You know, he moved him positions and yada, yada, yada. He didn't play as well in the playoffs. I think Bellinger will have a good year. I made fun of him, but – in Yankee Stadium, I think he's going to have a very good year.
Yes.
I hope Aaron Judge has a good year because I got him in my draft. And I love your catcher, Austin Wells. I love him.
Yep.
So, you know, I saw an article today in a post that gives him 89 wins. I think that's a little light. I would go 92.
If you're giving him 92, that means they're probably – winning the division or coming in second, because it's going to be a tough division.
I think it's the toughest division in the American League. Well,
by far.
Yeah, because there's a lot of teams in the West that are muddled up, but I don't like I don't love any of them, right?
Yeah, they're solid. Like, Texas is going to be tough. Houston's going to be tough. They always are. But, you know, Seattle, they can't really hit, you know, the A's or whatever. Angels, you know. Are the Angels? They never go anywhere.
All right, so here's what I got. I do have Boston winning the division. I told you when they got Bregman, I thought they were going to win the division. I'm a little worried because of the injuries to the pitching staff. That to me is might throw a monkey wrench in my prediction. But I think they got some young players on that team. They got a guy named Anthony that's about to come up. I don't think he's going to make the majors to start.
No,
but I love that guy. I don't love Baltimore's chances right now because of losing their pitching is insane. That they got great hitters, they got great position players, and they got more coming up, but they don't trade any of them for pitching. So I got it as Boston 1, Yankees 2, Baltimore 3. Forget about Toronto and Tampa Bay.
Wouldn't forget about Toronto. They're a pretty solid team. And I think Bichette bounces back. Vladdy's in the contract year. They got Santander from the Orioles.
Oh, good offense.
Their offense is good. Listen, I don't think they're gonna win, but I wouldn't just write them off. I'm just saying they got a team there. Now, their pitching's not bad.
We'll see what happens because I picked them up on another league.
Yeah, but Scherzer, he's like their fourth or fifth starter. I mean, they still have, you know, Gossman and Berrios and some other guys. Like, it's not like one that's going to blow you away, but I mean, you know, it's still relatively solid. So I wouldn't write them off. It's going to be a tough division. I obviously have the Yankees winning it. I still think they're the best team, even with their injuries. But we'll see. I mean, the Red Sox definitely are going to be better with guys like Bregman and stuff like that. So I'm not it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they can do very well this year, but I still think the Yankees do have a better pitching staff even with their injuries.
I would have given the Yankees the edge, but until they you know, losing Cole is huge for them.
Oh, it's massive. You know. It's absolutely massive. It's absolutely massive to lose Cole. And you also lost the rookie of the year. It is not pretty in the Bronx right now.
No, no.
But I do think our bullpen is I do think our bullpen is better than pretty much anybody.
Listen, so. Devin Williams, it was great. He flakes out sometimes too.
I understand. He gave up a big home run.
It's more than that. He's done it in the past too. He's blown it up in big spots.
I'll still take the guy right now. Oh. So did Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes was a goddamn disaster.
We'll get to him.
I know we will. But listen, I am a lot happier with Devin Williams than I am with Clay Holmes.
Okay. So. All right. It's very fair. Very fair. I actually got Texas winning the West. I went back and forth with Seattle and Houston, but I ended up with Seattle because of, you know, Julio Rodriguez. I think that guy is going to be phenomenal this year, and we'll see. If he doesn't, then it's a good shot Houston pulls through again. But they lost a lot of players, Houston, you know. It's one of those things, like how many – we'll get to that when we talk about Milwaukee, but how many people are you going to lose before it affects you?
No, agreed. They lost a lot. You know, Bregman's a huge loss for them. You know, it's not going to be easy. They're weirdly moving like Altuve to the outfield. Like I really don't know what's going on there. They're a little bit strange. They're still Houston, and I still hate them, and they're still going to be annoying. So,
yep,
I'm not counting them out. But you know, I do think Texas. You know, they kind of came off a year where, you know, the World Series hangover, right? So they didn't have a great year last year, but they still have tons of talent on that team. Couple good young pitchers too that, you know, if they can put it together, like Jack Leiter and Kumo Rocker and those guys, and you know, they can do something. So I'd watch out for them. You know?
All right, two things.
Good young hitters too. Yep. Wyatt Langford and all those guys.
Yep, two things though. Jacob DeGrom, I think if he's healthy this year, he'll win a Cy Young. That's how good I think he'll be.
Well, I hope he does because he's on my team too. He's on my fantasy team.
Yep. So that's number one. Number two, the guy Rocker.
Yeah.
Big mistake the Mets made. They let him go after drafting him because they said it looks like his elbow's hurt. And it was. To be fair, it was. But
I didn't even know he was a former Met prospect. I didn't know that.
Oh, you don't know? They drafted him and never signed him because they did the physical and said, oh, this guy's hurt, but they drafted him knowing he was hurt, and then did the medical afterwards and said, "Ooh, it's even worse."
Got it.
Yeah, it was bad news. Number one draft pick gone. Didn't you know what I'm saying? Gone. So, I'm rooting for him a little bit, you know, just because I love to see him be good, but it kind of is going to kill me. Two Met pitchers could have been. So
true. I didn't know that about Rocker. So,
all right. Let's talk about the Mets now. We'll get to the predictions there, but listen, pitching, I got a problem here. It's not what you think. I actually think they're going to start the year off very well. Clay Holmes looked phenomenal as a starter in spring training. Granted, spring training, they're playing a lot of minor leaguers. I totally get it. But there is a case where he had other pitches. He was a starter with Pittsburgh, and he had other pitches that he could have used and didn't do it in the bullpen, and is using them now. I think he's going to be very good in the beginning of the year. The same thing with Senga, right? Senga pitched like, what, 12 innings last year? And now you're expecting these guys. This is where I'm getting at. Innings pitched. You know, there's like a max you can pitch over the year before. There's like a formula. Who are the Mets going to play in the playoffs? Who are they going to pitch? There's no one left. There'll be no one left. They're all, they've got to make a move. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
They do. They will have to make a move.
There's a problem. None of these guys have pitched 160 innings. Manaya, right? But now he's hurt. But he'll be back, right? But even Montez,
I wouldn't count on that guy.
You know, I don't know what you're going to get with him. This is the guy, Trevor Bauer. Why is he not being signed? It's there's a man that can throw. He's a bulldog. He can throw. He's an ace of a staff. Now here's my thing. I've always said if he's an asshole in the dugout, you cut him, right? If he stinks, yep. You cut him. It's a major league minimum contract. It doesn't make sense to me. It don't.
I've been saying it for 2 years for the Yankees to sign Bauer. I get it, but you know what it is. He is basically persona non grata right now. He is, you know, what? It's very different circumstances. I'm not comparing the two in this sense, but it's like Colin Kaepernick with NFL teams. Mm-hmm. Nobody wanted that media drama to sign him. You know, even if he could play, they just don't want to deal with it because the media is going to go nuts. And there's going to be all these stories, and they just don't want to deal with it, which is dumb, again, because technically speaking, you know, he didn't get really charged with anything.
No. Like,
so it's really stupid that he can't be in baseball, but he's another guy that just rubs people the wrong way, and therefore they won't sign him. They don't want to deal with the media, and it's just kind of ridiculous. I've wanted the Yankees to sign him for 2 years. Mm-hmm. I've been saying it for 2 years.
Well, we'll see what happens. You know, yeah. I got to be honest with you, believe it or not, it's a transitional year in a way with the Mets pitching, because you look in the minor leagues, they got three top guys that are right there ready to go. They're just not ready yet. And maybe they think they're a little closer than I do. And maybe that's what they're thinking at the end of the year. They'll bring them up. I don't know.
That's tough to – I mean, listen, could they be great? Sure, it's always with pitching. You never know, especially even with prospects.
Yeah.
Seen it a million times.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I get it. Now
you know, what was Generation K? You remember that?
No. Hold on. That was injuries, and you never know what injuries.
Well, but that's just what I'm saying. But that's more what I mean by pitching. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Injuries tend to happen to pitchers more, right? So,
yeah, and think about that. They were a lot of good. There were a lot of good.
No,
Paul like Wilson.
Israelhausen became a great closer.
Great closer. I mean? Paul Wilson was a quality decent guy. He wasn't, you know, great anymore.
Paul Silver was just nothing.
Not that good. And then you had DeGrom. You had Wheeler, Matt. You had Noah Syndergaard. I mean, they were all there ready to go. They made the World Series. And then, Matt Harvey, let's not forget him. And then what happened? Matt Harvey, one of those guys that went past the innings. And then that was it for him after the World Series.
Same thing happened to the Yankees. Phil Hughes, Jabba Chamberlain, all that. You know what I mean? And we did win a World Series. But it's like, you know, those guys are supposed to – Phil Hughes was a can't-miss guy. You know, he was a decent player. But he wasn't a can't-miss guy that – they said he was going to be. Jabba Chamberlain, you know, was awesome, but he was just became a bullpen guy and then flamed out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah, yeah, they had the Nats, just, right? Is that guy, that's the guy with the Nats?
Jabba Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Did he end up on the Nats?
Or was that, was in, no, the Nats going around his head? Or was that.
The Nats. Yeah. The Indians game. Yeah. The Midges is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, we also had Ian Kennedy on that. That was like our three at that time. Ian
right.
Kennedy, Jabba, and Phil Hughes.
And Kennedy ended up being really good with Arizona, so.
He was like more Casey. He was, I'm like, he's like a Paul Wilson type guy. He was solid enough. It's like, but that's what I'm saying. You can't really necessarily count on those guys. You just don't know when they're going to develop, if they're going to develop, if they're going to stay healthy. Pitching is just so tough.
All right. Now, my big players for the Mets, obviously, it's the big three. You got Alonso, Soto, Lindor. The key guy is going to be Vientos. Could he continue with the sophomore? If he avoids the sophomore slump, that offense will be very good and it'll help the pitchers along. We're going to see, though. Like I said, they got to bring somebody in for the playoffs. Otherwise, they'll just make the playoffs and that be it. I got the Mets winning that division with 93 wins. I got the Braves number two. And the Phillies, I think, are starting to miss their window. I think they're getting a little bit older. Still going to be great, right? But I think they're going to end up number three.
I almost got that flipped for me. I mean, it's between the Braves and the Phillies for me to win that division. I think both their pitching staffs are much better than the Mets. That's what it comes down to.
Okay. I can't argue.
So I think both of their offenses can easily compete with the Mets as well. So,
They lost some players, the Braves also.
Well, they still have when if Acuña comes back, and Acuña is who he is and who he's been in the past, you still have Acuña, Riley, Albies, Olsen. They signed Profar, who had a really good year last year, and they have Ozuna. That offense is deadly right there. If those guys are clicking.
If they're clicking, we'll see. I mean, Ozuna can have down years. We saw it in the past. Profar has been a bench, coming off the bench
Sure.
guy. So we'll see
Yes.
how he does this year in a good lineup, without a doubt.
But it's the same
Olsen
thing with
was
the
down
Phillies. You
last
still
year.
have Harper and Turner and all Schwarber and all these. They still have bats.
Yeah, but
These not teams.
the Mets kind of, did them in last year. So
In the
I
playoffs, yeah.
yeah.
But did you guys win the division?
No, we didn't. But we started off, what, look how bad it was. I mean, come on.
Understood, but I'm saying you still didn't win the division. Yeah, you won it in the playoffs, and that's great, and that's what you have to do. But I think the Phillies team is built for the regular season better. I mean, the Mets may be built for the playoffs better, but
Not with that, not no. Unless they improve their pitching, I think it's a flame out in the playoffs. And hopefully the young players come up in next year. I know Cohen wanted to win it in five. I think maybe it's going to take six or seven.
yeah, I mean, you guys are now like coming off that season where everything's gravy for you guys. You started off so bad, and everything clicked, and then you went out and you came the big dogs and you signed Juan Soto and all this stuff. Now it's a different ball game though. You guys aren't the underdog team.
I
You know what I mean?
understand.
So it's gonna be a different feel. It's gonna be a different feel for you guys.
Well, all right. Now, here we go. The Dodgers, right? If they
Okay,
don't win the division,
that's your other problem.
there's something wrong in Dodger land if they don't win the division. That's got to be in Vegas, the surest thing in the world.
Yes, they should win the division easily. Arizona is a decent team, but they're not going to compete
Yeah, I
with
got
them.
them number two, San Diego number three, and Colorado last, the Giants fourth. It's just, it is what it is in that division.
I would put the Giants above Colorado, but that's me. But
Okay.
yeah.
I did. I had the Giants fourth and Colorado fifth.
Oh, I thought you said Colorado.
I
Fine.
just
Okay,
mentioned
sorry.
them. I said Colorado last.
Oh, last. Yeah, okay.
The next division is going to be funny, right? Because everybody's picking the Cubs. Everybody, everywhere I look, is picking the Cubs. I'm going with the Reds, and I'm going to give you the
The
reason
young team.
why. Young players, last year there was so many guys that were hurt. Their pitching staff was but Hunter Green pitched very well at the end of the year. He's the key to that team. If he pitches really well all year, which I got him, by the way, in a couple of drafts, I actually think that the Reds will win that division. They'll beat out the Cubs. I got second. Milwaukee, one of those things again. How many guys are you going to lose before you can't win?
Yeah, somehow they find a way to win, but yeah, I'd probably still go with the Cubs and the Reds second. I do exactly what you're talking about with the Reds. They have a really good young talented core. Can they put it all together? Could easily see them winning it. I just don't know if this is the year. I think Cubs getting Kyle Tucker. They have some young guys too, like Matt Shaw and these guys. So they have a still a pretty good squad. I wouldn't bet against them, but the Reds could do it. I could see why you went that direction.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you my World Series prediction, just so you know. Dodgers in Texas, if DeGrom is good. If DeGrom's not good, then it's out the window.
Okay.
And I just don't see the Dodgers losing. I'm sorry, they got hitters, they got pitchers, bullpen.
They do, but injuries do happen. I mean, when the Dodgers got to the World Series last year, they were a really messed up team in terms of injuries, to the pitching staff specifically.
I will
So you
say
never
the Mets could have beat them, but
the Yankees the Yankees should the Yankees should have beat them, but that's besides the point. It's just we played bad defense, don't get me wrong,
I
but
was going to say the
we
worst inning in the history of baseball.
oh relax. Relax. Worst thing in the history of baseball.
Was
We've had a
pretty
lot more
bad. It
great
was
we've had a
pretty
lot more great
bad.
ones, by the way.
That was pretty bad inning.
It was a terrible inning. To say it's the worst in the history of baseball, is
It's got to
kind
be up there.
of okay, but it's not like you did that up. You're in game seven and you lost it that way. You were already down 3-1. You
Yes.
were already playing bad. It's a little bit of different circumstance at that point. Now, I think if they win that game, they could have went on to win the series. But and they also blew I mean, game one was ridiculous. We brought in Nestor Cortez, Face Freeman. We should have won that game. We should have easily won that game. We didn't. We did stupid things, bad managing, and bad defense. But I think we matched up very well with the Dodgers last year. It just didn't happen. They didn't hit either. If you look at their batting average in that series, was worse than the Yankees.
No, without a doubt. I think they scored in bunches, basically, right? So who do you got in the World Series?
I'm going on a rematch, Yankees Dodgers.
Wow. Okay. You think that's a little bit of a homer?
Course it is.
Okay. All right. Even I didn't do that with the Mets because you can't.
But here's the difference. It's a homer pick, but it's still the most logical pick to me. I still think the Yankees are the best team in the AL, even despite their injuries. So why
Okay.
would I pick against them? I said from the very beginning, I said this to you, I thought they were going to basically cakewalk to the World Series. But now, that being said, a couple of things changed. Obviously, we lost Gerrit Cole. Stanton is, doesn't have two elbows anymore. That doesn't mean I still don't like our team. I think that
But
the team is
Chris,
still better than
I gotta ask you though.
any.
Do you believe that Rodon is going to be? I mean, you got Max Fried, without a
Max
doubt,
Fried. Okay,
but
so how does it change from last year to this year? You went from Max Fried to Gerrit Cole. Okay, I'd still take Gerrit Cole, obviously, any day of the week. Max Fried's a very good pitcher. He's actually won a World Series and pitched well, right?
he's a great pitcher. I wish the Mets would have went from.
Okay, so you have Fried. You don't have Cole anymore. Okay, Rodon, listen, he's up and down. I can't say he's amazing, but he's you there's seen you've seen flashes where he's amazing. You've seen flashes where he's pretty bad. But you still have potentially Keuchel coming back. Clark Schmidt, I think, takes a leap. And then you see what you got with, Will Warren and other guys like that. I just think pitching hasn't been our problem. It's our offense and our defense. I think our defense got insanely better.
Much better, much better. Because even if Bellinger doesn't hit, he's a great fielder. But I think he will hit in Yankee Stadium.
I think he will hit very well in Yankee Stadium. I think he really wants to be he really wanted to be a Yankee. He's kind of said that for a while. And I think he's gonna play well. I think Goldschmidt doesn't have to give us a ton. He just has to
He'd
do
be
what he did
better than
last year. I'd be
Rizzo.
completely what?
Be better than Rizzo.
That's what I'm saying. Be better than Rizzo. And this is my whole I've said this too. The guys we have in these spots right now, even if they have like average years, it's better than we got out of half those positions. Verdugo was a complete waste, except for a month. I mean, we had a hole at third base until Jazz got there. Glaber, good second half, but I think Jazz can do whatever he did at second base. And Rizzo gave us nothing, and DJ gave us nothing. I think offensively they can actually be a little bit better. I
It
mean,
depends on
it's
the
gonna be
maintenance,
really hard to beat
right?
without Soto. I'm saying a longer lineup where these guys are like, okay, it's not just Judge and Soto, and that's it.
You know what though, Chris? You had Stanton last year that hit the hell out of the ball. He was
He
very good
always
in the
does.
playoffs, right?
He always does. He's one of the best
And now,
postseason
if he doesn't
players.
play all year, that's another loss. I'm
Yeah, we
not
have to
as
see what happens
sold
with him.
as you are. Dominguez has got to be a rookie of the year or close to
I
for
think he
that to
will be.
happen.
I think he will be.
Well, Cam Smith's going to be very good.
What's that, Cam Smith?
Cam
Sure.
Smith.
But Cam on Houston? Yeah. But he's not Cam Smith, good prospect. But he was the main piece in the Tucker trade. He still wasn't rated as like a top. He was like a top 40 prospect. He's not like a number one or two guy. He wasn't rated that way. He could be. Dominguez has been. Still
Yes,
got
he has
proven.
been, but he let his defense affect his offense last year, and if that happens again,
Oh, he barely played last year. He came up at the end of the year.
and did he not play bad?
He didn't play great, but the year before that, he played awesome. So,
What, 15 games, 20 games?
yeah, but he didn't play that many games last year either.
All
That's the whole
right.
thing.
All
He didn't
right.
play.
I get it. Listen, I have Dominguez going up and contending for rookie, so I think that'll be interesting.
Yeah, better than Verdugo.
Oh, without a
That's all I'm saying.
doubt.
That's all
Without,
I'm saying.
yeah. All right, listen. All that's well and good, but you don't have Soto
We
and you
don't have
don't have
Soto, and that's a
Stanton.
massive loss. Massive
So
loss.
that's
Don't
it.
get me wrong. Massive loss. Wish he was on the team. He's an incredible player. It sucks we don't have him, but we got to move on. Like, there's nothing you can do. I think the plan B that they put together is pretty good. I
Right.
think if here's the thing, if we sign Soto to that insane deal
You don't get a
the
half of the
Met,
guys you got.
I don't know who do we even get.
You don't
get
Fried. You don't get Freed. You don't get Williams.
Yeah. Then look at our pitching staff.
Yeah. Then you got problems. I get it.
Then you got even bigger problems. Mm-hmm. That day.
Yeah, I get it. Well, we're looking forward to see who's right, who's wrong. Yeah. I mean, I think we're pretty close in a lot of our picks.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, I'm excited for the Reds because that's the one that I'm different than most people. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Who'd you have in the A? Did we go over the AL Central? Did you?
Yeah, I went with Detroit. I like that team a lot. I think Larry was going to have a good year there. I just don't love any of the teams. You know, last year, you know, I made fun of Cleveland when you were playing the Yankees. I don't know how they win. I just don't know how they win. I don't think they're that good. Minnesota, same thing. I just don't. Kansas City, they traded Singer to get India. I don't know. How's that going to work? I don't know. You know?
I kind of like KC. I think they win that. It's KC and Detroit are the top two for me in that one. I think KC pulls it out. I like, you know, Bobby Witt could be, you know,
could be the MVP. MVP. Could be the MVP. Yeah. You know, again, I'm hoping it's Judge personally, but he could very well be the MVP.
Yeah, I just think he's going to be in contention for it, and they got some other good offensive pieces.
MJ Melendez has got to be a good player. If he's not, that's – I mean –
I don't know if he has to be a good player. Well,
who else are you going to get there? I mean, I know the first baseman was hurt last year, Pasquantino.
Yeah, Pasquantino, but then you have Sal Perez, still catcher, one of the best catchers. And they have this guy in the minors who's also first baseman / DH, Caglione, who's supposed to be an incredible hitter, and he'll be up at some point.
At some point. All right. So, listen, I just don't think that division – I mean, last year, I think three teams made the playoffs there. I don't think that happens again this year.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying two of them could. So, I think the Indians may fall off. I just don't see that. But they're always kind of there. So I don't know.
They always get pitching. They're pitching. They find them. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, they do. They do.
But again, they never beat the Yankees ever in the playoffs. It's insane.
No, they don't beat
that whole division. Minnesota, just Minnesota. Why even bother?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
Anyway, well, anyway, listen. Thank you very much for coming on. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're very knowledgeable. I thought I had a trivia game, but it's not New York. I missed the wrong one. So, once again, John's going to make fun of me. again, thank you very much. All right.
All right. Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Okay.